Next item, please.
Item 110, request of Wayne Wignis to address council regarding use of the Joyce Hotel property.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sorry, one second here.
My name is Wayne Wignis. The road to failure is paved with good intentions. Doing more of the same thing is going to reinforce more of the same results. I hate to be such a broken record, but out of respect for the fact that we have two new council members and a new head of the Housing Bureau, I wanted to present a brief compare-contrast between what we've been doing and large-scale bunk housing. First off, in a subtle yet important way, the Joyce Hotel used to provide a third option to those homeless people besides being criminalized outside or treated like prisoners in missions. Secondly, consider that perhaps where the Joyce went wrong is that they, like everywhere else, they tried to build walls and give people privacy. Now, I love homeless people, but there's a reason why many missions don't put doors on the front of their bathroom stalls. You give privacy, and that sends a signal to drug users to come in and abuse the place. Furthermore, walls give room for bugs to crawl through, things to accumulate. And when walls need to be repaired, they cost money. This together with the fact that they limit the number of people paying rent per square foot forces the landlord to either up the rent or let the place rot. And that's exactly what happened at the Joyce Hotel. Now, on the left-hand side, I have two 7-by-10-foot areas. The upstairs dormitory section, you see a two-person bunk bed, two 3-by-3-by-3 stacked storage units, 4-foot walkway. Downstairs, you got the same area with a 3-person couch, plenty of room to spare. Tack on an extra 35 square feet for kitchen and bathroom, and that's justified because these appliances are being shared by a larger body of people. The main thing is how to avoid an awkward silence and feelings of intrusion, and in my experience, the answer to that is add more people. So multiply this by a couple, 200-300. Spatially, the tenant has access to a much larger area. If access remains unrestricted as it is in missions, then you have more people with probabilities of being in different places at a given time. And so overall, the space is utilized efficiently, and claustrophobia is a non-issue. On the right-hand side, the contrast is something like a tiny home. The individual is limited to 150 square feet. Costly appliances go unused throughout much of the day. More walls means more money or cheaper construction material costs, and that's an epidemic, by the way. And mostly that magical space sitting in the vertical direction above our heads at nights has gone entirely unused, meaning the rent has not been divided by two. Lastly, homelessness is in part a social phenomena, and many people need options rather than help. I'm kind of running out of time here, so I'm skipping stuff. But basically, China, it's not the infrastructure that's a problem. There's no reason it should be restricted to the use of charities or costly hostels. China has taken Japan's pod model, and they're it's taken with students. They're renting beds for $11 a night. I can't figure why we shouldn't be able to do that here in Portland. Thank you.
Thank you.